Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Here's our assignment.
All right.
Meditation is not a difficult task. It is a way to lead you to your long-lost home. Such a helpful reminder we have here. Meditation is not a difficult task. It's egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate that makes meditation and everything else difficult. Meditation is simply being still with that which animates. Ego, the illusion of being separate from that which animates, resists. Ego fights, argues, whines, complains, fidgets, distracts, threatens, promises, and in all ways does everything it can to get attention on it rather than with this here now. This here now is home. Home is a refuge. Home is comfort, peace, ease, relaxation, and well-being. Today, remind yourself often that what conditioned mind is fighting against is your peace and well-being. All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes, but before we do, that process that we just went through is such a demonstration, at least to me, of why recording and listening works. Because just listening to you read that, every cell in my being just drops into the place that you're describing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So for anybody else who has that experience, that's the why of recording and listening working.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yes. Who we got?
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
This is Tony from Georgia.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, Sherry. Well, I just called in because I just loved that reading so much that I was very moved just to express that I loved it.
Oh, okay. Well, say more about that.
Well, I just, I am a dedicated meditator. However, there are times when I get criticized by conditioning and self-hate on how I meditate and all this.
Mm.
So just really,
it's an expert, right? Ego and self-hate. Those are the experts on being in the place that Ashwini just described, reading that quote, right?
Yeah.
They are the experts on refuge and peace and well-being and, yeah, uh-huh. So I can see how all that works.
Mm-hmm. Yes, with that, and that, it's just so helpful, like this morning when I was meditating, you know, just because I recorded the quote and I just listened to it a lot, or the reading and the quote, and so I just would remind myself, you know, really, all I'm doing here, I'm being still with that which animates. You know, we don't need, that's what I'm doing here. Just, so I kept coming back to that whenever my attention was wandering off. And it was just so comforting, and it feels like it does bring about the refuge and the feeling at home and the relaxation and the ease.
Yeah. Gosh, and those standards, we recognize them everywhere, right? Because you can't actually, according to that system, you can't do anything right.
Oh.
And you are just a failure at every single thing you do, right? So once we get that those standards are there to make us feel bad, not to help us be successful,
mm-hmm.
then we really can't feel good about just dropping them.
Yeah, and it's so interesting that you just said that because I kind of woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning and recording and listening, as always, is just saving me. I did my two-handed recording and listening, and it was there that, like, well, you're just a failure, you know, because, you know. And I thought, you know what, I'm it was just great to be able to record about it and hear the mentor, like, you know, mentor's like, I just want you to enjoy your life. You don't have to do anything great. We're just going to enjoy being alive and
be happy.
Yeah.
Be happy, right? That I am convinced that is the very best way we can say thank you to what animates us.
Mm.
You know, we're animated to be here and present, and they're kind of a code word for that is happy. You know, we're not talking about giggling, just happy, grateful, enjoying.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way to say thank you instead of, okay, but then this should be different about me and that should be different. And if I were only this way and if I did that, so I'm listening to a hateful voice that is the illusion of separation from that which is animating me, and I'm choosing that over that which animates me. That is not a good way to say thank you.
No, it's insulting.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We like to call it dissing God.
Yes, yes. When, gosh, you know, I've been given so much, and it really, I will find myself, it's like all I really want is just to be with that which animates. That's my greatest dream. And it, even in my recording, it's like I already am. It's like I already am.
I just need to attend to it.
I just need to attend to it and not to this other thing over here.
Yeah. That's just ugly and hateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is. Yes. So,
well, you just keep on enjoying, okay?
Yes, and happy. I'm going to practice being happy all day.
Practice
no matter
being
what.
Happy.
Unconditional happiness.
Unconditional happiness, exactly, which is, again, a synonym for grateful and present. Because when we're grateful and present, we're happy. Those all go together.
Yes, yes, that's so nice.
All right. Have fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
As we like to say, go happy.
I will, yes. I will.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwini. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tony. I love that reminder to we are here to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. We have no evidence that anything else is the case except what we hear in conditioned mind, our own, and everybody else's who seems to think they know what life is about.
Mm-hmm.
There's no evidence from life.
Well, and the simplicity of what that enjoyment consists of is to simply be with that which animates.
Yes. So I just started reading The Life of Thoreau, who's one of my big heroes forever, for all my life. And somebody said about him, just give him a handful of nuts and sunshine, and he's, in their language, he's good to go.
There
it is. That's it. Instead of, I need to be different, and this needs to be more, and if I were that, or if I had that, or if I would only just, you know, give me a handful of nuts and sunshine.
Well, and I was just looking at this with somebody yesterday, that part of what we get to practice are the receptors for that. I mean, we're so tuned to being not with that when we are here, we don't pick up on the subtlety of the joy that is there in being present too. And I think that is really what we practice.
Yes.
Is how do we develop the awareness, the subtlety of awareness, to be with that which animates in every moment?
Yes. Yeah. When I was meditating this morning, there was a bird singing. And, of course, you know, it's the middle of January. And they're not as songy as they are at some times. And it was that experience of there's the joy I'm seeking. Right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. How do I know
exactly?
That? Oh, well, I feel it in the fiber of my being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Aloha, this is Laura.
Aloha.
So happy to be on the call and a little surprised. And what really struck me was, as always, the no standards, that standards are not our friends and they are not designed to help us be successful.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we, in another retreat that you and I are involved in, somebody came up with the urgency is not our friend, right?
Yeah.
Which has been such a great reminder, and here's another one, right? Standards are not our friends. They are not here to help us be successful.
Yeah, and standards about meditation, you know, over the years have been really caught up in those, you know, the it has to be a certain way, there has to be a certain outcome.
I need to feel a certain way. I need to, and then I need to get a good report, right? At the end, I need the voice that I'm always looking to see how I'm doing, to say, oh, okay, well, you did okay, which is few and far between, right?
Not really successful, but okay.
but that's okay. You know, at least you sat there while I distracted you for that period of time. So good job. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was on recently, so I'm thinking I should perhaps just let someone else talk.
All right. Well, we like to do that occasionally because people say, oh, I was just on. And then the voices relax, and then Ashwini goes, you're on. And there's that moment.
I love
of,
that.
Oh, goody. All right.
Life has
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you so much.
Exactly. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Thanks. Thank you, Laura. All right, Cherry, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, my goodness. It's Colin here. Hello.
Hello, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
I didn't know if I'd get on this week, so I'm just really pleased to be on. So thank you for that. And cue practice and not preparing.
not preparing and cue practice. I love it.
jumping and. Being caught, by life. Yeah, no, it's just to remember listening to the recording today that I made earlier, and it's where I've just been listening to the voice of the mentor, and there's so much kindness in that voice compared to the voices in the head. And this recording sort of saying, I'm like, you know how happy I am listening to it, and there's so much love, and to just have that voice with me all day, to be in a process of love, it's really fantastic. Yeah.
Yes, and Colin, you just said something extraordinary. I don't know if you heard it, so I'm going to say it back to you. Okay. What you said is, the voice of the mentor is so kind and so loving and that sort of thing, as compared to the voice in your head. And that is such a significant place for us to attend, because the mentor's voice does not happen in the head. It doesn't happen in the same place that the yammy, yammy, yammy of conditioned mind happens. Right? That's how we know the difference, aside from the fact that it's kind, okay, because on occasion the voices in the head, the voices of ego, will say kind things, or in quotes, kind things. They're usually a setup, but it'll say things that people fall for, like, well, but it really is on my side because it's encouraging me to be better about blah, blah, blah. So it doesn't sound overtly hateful, but the voice of the mentor comes to us in a whole body, emotion, sensation, feeling, thought, insight, awareness, clarity, we just get it on a completely different level.
Oh, wow. Yes, well, I'm seeing that it's the sort of the tone of it, that the
yes.
voice in the head, it's a kind of, I don't know, it maybe not be critical, but it's a different sort of a tone. And the mentor, it's more like a sort of a purring, soothing tone. And that was where I wanted
to. You feel in your whole body, don't you?
Yes.
And it's not that we don't feel it, right. We also experience the voices of self-hate in the body. But that's kind of the equivalent of being slapped, right? Compared to,
yeah.
as you're saying, that soothing, comforting, so I'm hoping everybody listening to this will experiment with that, will explore that, and experience the difference between the quality of those two interactions, and realize that they aren't they can only appear similar if we're not able to attend closely.
Well, yes. Well, I'll keep listening for that for the voice outside the head.
Or the whole body voice. It's like a whole being voice, as compared to conversation voice in conditioned mind. You know, it's dropped in, Colin, is it's there's a little child there, little tiny child, and you are holding that little child and rocking it to sleep, how you are speaking to, I mean, you might be saying words, you might be singing a lullaby, you're doing whatever is the energy of, I'm here, it's okay, I have you, you're fine, I love you. Okay, compared to witnessing somebody yelling at a child to get that child to behave in a particular way. Those are the two experiences.
Yes, it's like a sharp voice in the head. And, just that thing you were saying about being rocks in the arms. Because, I have that playing during the night. Just before I go to bed, I do one of those, I make a recording along those lines and just listen. And it is just like being rocks all the way through the night. It's really, to just be embraced in all that love, really. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it this year. And thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Colin. Bye-bye.
Bye, Colin. Sherry, we have a really long queue of folks, so I'm going to keep going.
All right. Thank you.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jan in California.
Hello, Jan.
Hi. Well, you know, it's one of those times of getting on the queue. It's a little bit different just because I kept being told I shouldn't. I'm not feeling well, and I shouldn't call and blah, 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 and I had to.
Right.
I had to. And it's just so wonderful to have that as a practice. And, of course, in listening to everybody, I'm totally inspired, as I would be on or off a queue. But it really does, it's sort of like a slap in conditioning space or a pushback. I don't know, an important pushback that's critical.
Yes. So, well, it's you're not the boss of me, right?
Yeah.
That's the statement that's being made. And you don't control me.
Yeah, and I was especially inspired by the first conversation because I'm not even remembering it right now, but I was so inspired. And just the practice, that the practices that we take on, and today for me it's gratitude because when I'm sick is a vulnerable time and conditioning, you know, just loves to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. So things that look impossible, I'm going to turn on the recorder at least hourly and express the gratitude for all there is to be grateful for.
Yeah, all of the aspects of you that aren't sick.
Yeah. And you know, it's always
even with the body, right? Everything that's working perfectly, even though you have these symptoms that the body is struggling with right now.
Yeah. And it almost, I mean, I think we've been together in this, to this place in practice where, meaning all of us, that even illness, no matter what it is, feels like a gift. I mean, in this case, it's slowing down. It might not be what I'd choose, but I'm slowing down and I'll focus on what I can focus on through practice.
Well, and Jan, you've been doing this a long time. So one of the things that I love to do in any time that I get the chance to slow down is drag out those old recordings and just start through them. I was looking at that this morning. You know, we've talked about how the voices in the head never change, no matter how transformed we are. And the going back and listening to recordings a year ago, or if somebody's been doing it for 2 years or 3 years, and listening to those recordings and witnessing the transformation of the person.
Oh yeah.
The delightful
yeah.
way.
And I will also add to that, I did, because again, I was slowing down, I used it as an opportunity to do the undulations workshop, and that was wonderful. I feel like I'm just at the beginning of it. Yeah. And so just, it was just wonderful taking it to my understanding of it and my experience of it to another level. So, yeah.
Good. Thank you for that reminder. Jan, I want to tell everybody they can download it at keepitsimple.org, right?
If you want to do that workshop with us.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you so much. I know there are a lot of other people that want to get on, but thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, and take good care of yourself. I know you will, but just, you know, just a little encouragement.
Yep, that's what we're together for.
Yep, exactly. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jen. He's better. And here's our next caller, Sherry. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. It sounds like you're on a speaker or something. You're kind of far away.
Oh, does this sound better?
There you are. Yes, perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. I didn't think I'd get on either. And, gosh, I just guess I wanted to say something. And what's going on for me is the opportunity of being in North Carolina, snowed in, can't go to work, and no power or heat.
Oh, my.
So, I kind of had been accepting, you know, the snowed in part, and then what I really saw a lot of conditioning around the no power and no heat part coming up. So,
yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious. So that's kind of you're on a externally encouraged sesshin, right? A winter sesshin in, say, a monastery in Japan, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, luckily I have a lot of layers, and I am doing practice. And what's been coming up is conditioned mind has just been. Just been groaning. It's like, you know, that I can't get anything done. You know, that's what I've been hearing. And I'm so glad Project Joy came because I was so identified with that and just really feeling the urgency which you were just talking about and the standards and not being able to live up to the standards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just for a reminder for all of us that doing is ego.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
It is ego, and so if you can't do, then the danger that you're going to be is enough to set ego just crazed, and so we can expect the conversation really to ramp up because if you can't do anything that will hopefully distract you from presence. Then it's going to do everything it can do to distract you from presence by yelling at you, moaning and groaning and whining and complaining, and as if it really cares about anything you would do. The only thing it cares about is if we're focused on doing, the chances of our being present go down.
Wow.
That's its only deal with doing. It's not, yeah, because at the end of life, for just about everybody, unless it's very sudden, then I don't know what happens, but where a person is going to be left is in regret. Because, well, you didn't this and you didn't that. You know, you weren't really with people. You didn't really love as much as you didn't really enjoy your life. You were always so busy. You were always focused on getting things. Yeah, the same voice that's now saying, this is a tragedy because there are all these things you need to do and you're not doing them.
Oh, boy, I think I need to take a deep breath and just record and listen about this, which I was planning to do after Project Joy, and this is really helpful.
Good. Yeah, because this is God giving us an opportunity to be present. And so as you've noted and as Jan was kind of pointing us to, conditioning, conditioning has another idea about our lives. And so when life interferes with its ideas about our life, it gets really grumpy and unpleasant. So this is your chance just to be in gratitude with life, to experience life. What's it like to be a human being in a situation like this? It's cold. It's snowing. There's no distraction. There's no escape. Cuddle up with life.
I love that. And you know what? I just realized I got home yesterday, and boy, that was scary on the icy road. So, conditioning totally even forgetting to be gratitude about that,
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You have a house. I probably, like a lot of people, I'm very aware of the people always in this kind of weather who are homeless, who are not going to live through this. And here we are. There may not be any heat, but there's shelter, there are blankets, there are warm clothes.
Yes.
And we have recorders and batteries and things like
That's
that.
Right.
So,
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well,
thank you
so much for Project Joy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're so welcome. Take good care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Andrea. Sherry, I was hoping to squeeze another caller in and have a historic six people talk on the show, but I don't think we're going to make it. So
we're not going to. Well, there's always tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow. Exactly so.
We hope.
The thing that always inspired me, something you said about how, I don't know how you said this, but in terms of the intention, but that there is a way in which we do practice to be in a state of well-being no matter what, that something about being in a wheelchair or in a concentration camp.
That's my motivation.
Mm-hmm, that it's such that no matter what the experience is, there is that ability to be okay. And to train ourselves to that place brings us to the quote, which is, that is what meditation is, right? That ability to be with whatever it is that arises in conditioned mind and to know that we're present to that which animates as our main focus, which is the thread to that sense of being okay.
Yeah. That we have the ability to turn our attention and choose the life we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or the life we want and the life that is. And the life there is.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that brings us to another fabulous and one of my most favorite quotes on meditation. A meditation hall is not a place for bliss and relaxation, but a furnace room for the combustion of our egoistic delusions. What tools do we need to use? Only one. We've all heard of it, yet we use it very seldom. It's called attention. Good point, huh? We all know about attention.
Point.
But we seldom use it. Rather, we let egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, use our attention, and we pay the price in suffering. This quote reminds us that attention is ours to use to free ourselves from ego's grip. In constantly redirecting attention from egoistic delusions to presence, we're choosing freedom and choosing to end suffering. Today, make your practice one of consciously redirecting attention. Practice being aware of where attention is and choosing where you want to direct it. Record and listen.
Yeah, that's so good, isn't it?
All right.
Well, thank you, Ashwini.
Well, thank you, Sherry, and talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Gosh, go happy.
And go happy.